Well, welcome to Witness Wednesday. I am your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, live in the Worldwide KFUO studios, not with Andy Bates, but with Deaconess Mary Ann Hayter. Good morning, Mary Ann.
Good morning.
It's great to have you back. It's been quite a while since we've been on the radio together.
Yes, it has.
And has anything happened since then?
Well, a great deal has happened. We're developing things all the time, getting resources ready for the churches to use. I think today we're going to talk about Everyone His Witness.
Yeah, I thought it'd be great to get an update because you joined Office of National Mission last September. Indeed. And we were just getting started with Everyone His Witness. And no, let's start by saying, well, what is Everyone His Witness?
Everyone is Witness is our Lutheran evangelism program built from the ground up from a Lutheran perspective to equip the saints to be witnesses in their everyday lives.
Okay, so Lutheran evangelism. Now, what makes Everyone is Witness different than, say, some other evangelism training somebody might have gone to from at a workshop or something?
Well, there are a lot of things that make it different, honestly. Even the approach that we use, which I know that the people who are listening to Witness Wednesday have heard of LASSI before. We teach that in Everyone His Witness. But I think that what makes this different also is how this is a contextual relationship-based evangelism program, witnessing in our everyday lives, not necessarily going out and looking for people that we don't know, but rather looking at the people who are in our life who are disconnected from the church, who don't know the good news or aren't part of the church, and really using our relationship and our connection with them as an opportunity to witness to the truth of Jesus Christ.
So how much door knocking do you do in Everyone is Witness?
There is absolutely zero door knocking.
Oh, well, that surprises me because people I talked to about evangelism says the best part about evangelism is going to the doors of strangers and knocking on them and confronting them with questions.
Is that what you hear?
Well, actually, no, they're quite the opposite. And people associate evangelism with that approach. Now, I'm not saying that approach is wrong. Right. It certainly has proven effective in many instances, but I think most people find that a very intimidating way to go about sharing the gospel with people.
Sure, sure. I think another element that makes Everyone His Witness in the LASSI approach less intimidating is I don't have to remember a script. I don't have to memorize exactly what to ask in what order or what to say and how to do it right. That's not a part of the LASSI approach in Everyone His Witness.
All right. So I know you've been out doing the Everyone Who's Witness workshop in various places over the last few months. What does that workshop entail? What do you do in that workshop?
Well, in that workshop, we spend a whole day together talking about witness. What's it all about? What does it mean that you are a witness? Each and every one of us is a witness. We talk about our vocation in relationship to witness. You know, who are the people in our lives and our various vocations? And then, of course, we spend a great deal of time on the how to witness using the LASSI approach to witnessing. Listen, ask, seek, share, invite, and encourage. And then, of course, we tie it all back to that going and planting and watering and waiting expectantly for God to provide the growth.
Okay, so how long does this workshop last?
Well, these workshops are about 6 to 7 hours, but the interesting thing about these workshops, or I guess I think the best thing about these workshops, is that you don't sit for 6 to 7 hours listening to somebody teach. In fact, it's broken up with exercises in between, opportunities to practice, opportunities to really think about who is it in my life, identify them, and then come up with a plan to use the LASSI approach to witness to those persons. So that the idea is when I leave the Everyone Has Witnessed core workshop, I have a plan, a person in mind, and an idea of how I'm going to more effectively share the gospel of Jesus Christ with that person.
All right. So after somebody takes the workshop and they say, "Wow, I've seen LASSI and how LASSI works," and are they ready just to go out and be a witness? Is there anything else they need, or is anything else available to them?
Well, I think that there are other things they need or other things that are available to them. But I think that they have, in large part, what they need. They have the how in the general perspective. They have the why, and certainly their motivation, right? And one big thing that they report having is a sense of freedom, a sense of, whoa, this is what it's about. I can do this. And so they have that. But their next step would be what we call a context module. So how specifically do I now put everything that I learned into use in a particular context? And those context modules are coming up incrementally in this program, with the first three being available this fall.
All right. And those context modules are applying LASSI to specific circumstances. And we're not planning on putting those in workshops, but rather online. So
right.
Once you've done the workshop, you can go look up, hey, I need to bone up on how do I witness to somebody in this particular situation. Now, there's six categories of context modules. There's, you know, world religions, there's cults, there's the de-churched, which are people who have never been connected to a church before. I mean, have been connected to a church, and for some reason are not anymore. The unchurched, never been connected to the Christian church, life events, and mercy work.
Right.
So which ones are we going to tackle first?
Well, one of the first ones we're going to do is how to witness to a Mormon. And then that will be followed by how to witness to somebody who's drifted away from the church, and then how to witness to somebody who's going through a health crisis. So all three of those will come up later this year.
All right. So we have those three context modules in process, and about 30 more on the drawing board.
That's right.
So there's a lot of work to be done. Now, who's going to do these context modules? I mean,
well, we have subject matter experts from across the country who will be doing these modules. And these modules, which, as you said, were all available on the internet, either to individually watch in my home or to my small group maybe to do together, but they'll come from three perspectives. So there'll be three people who have specific experience with these contexts, one from apologetics perspective, one from a pastoral care perspective, and one from the perspective of a layperson. So this will be video-based instruction online, as well as some downloadable materials, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I think part of the downloadable materials were case studies where we can read how somebody else has had an experience with, I witnessed, this is how I did it. Didn't necessarily work well, but we can learn from each other's mistakes, if you will, or failures, right, if you want to call them that. But case studies are really powerful ways because they're real life experiences. And then there's a very exciting third part of a context module called a forum.
Right.
What's the idea behind the forum?
Well, the forum is a place for us who are out there witnessing, for the witnesses to interact together in an online space where we can share encouragement for one another. We can share, come and get some help. This is what I tried. This is what happened. What do I do now? That sort of thing. So think of it as an online community of witnesses who are helping one another to go out and do that work of a witness.
Yeah, so we have 2 million members in the LCMS and even more Lutherans in the United States who might be able to tap into these forums. And now we have a way of sharing information and encouragement with lots of other Lutherans who are saying, hey, how can we be better witnesses of Jesus in this particular context? So a lot of exciting things coming and a little bit of work to do to get there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So what else is going on as you go out and you hear from people who have gone to this workshop? What kind of reaction are you getting? What kind of suggestions are they providing? As you look forward, what do you see? Where do you see everyone as witness going?
Well, first of all, it's such a joy to go out and do these workshops. One, because it's great material. It's a great thing that we're doing to help people to be witnesses of Jesus Christ in their everyday lives. But two, it's such a joy because the joy that the people who are experiencing this workshop express to me and just the thankfulness that they have for the opportunity to do this workshop and their overall positive response to what they've learned, it's really a thrill to be out there doing this. I think that people are very, very interested for what is to come with those context modules, to be able to really get to the nitty-gritty of how do I do it in this particular context. They're looking forward to that, looking forward also to being plugged in, not out there on their own, but being plugged into those forums, to a community of people who are all witnessing individually but yet together.
All right. So I heard that word joy several times. And one of the main ideas of Everyone is Witness is let's strip away the guilt, the fear, the angst that is so often associated with evangelism and get back to what it was intended to be in the first place. Mm-hmm. And that is just a natural expression of the joy that is within us, that God has invited us to come and share in His joy as we go out into the world and share the good news of Jesus with people who are perishing, not with the burden of we need to save them because they already have a Savior, but bringing that joyful news that there is a Savior for them who has taken away their sins, and just to join God in His mission to seek and to save the lost. And so joy is really the motive that we have, the experience that we have when we go out and be His witnesses.
Right. And I think this workshop goes far to teach that and to bring that. And people experience that, and it absolutely frees them. I mean, absolutely. Rather than I have to go out and witness, I know I should want to. Rather than that, they are experiencing the I get to. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. Now I get to, and now I know how, and I'm only going to get better at that through those context modules.
I get to go out now and plant and water without the burden of producing a result, but trusting the Holy Spirit to bring Amen. The growth. And yeah, it's freeing, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So if somebody is interested in, hey, I want to go to one of these workshops, how do I do it? How much does it cost? Where is it going to be? Who do I contact?
Well, you contact me.
Well, that's convenient that you're here to share this information then.
Isn't it, though? So any church can contact me. You can do that through just emailing witness-outreach@lcms.org. And I can give you all the information for hosting an Everyone is Witness workshop at your congregation.
All right. And is it just for congregations then? Or?
No, actually, since we're talking about personal evangelism, individual witness, congregations can host for their entire circuit or for any group, really.
All right. So like if somebody's holding a mission festival and saying, what could we do for a mission festival? Hey, Everyone is Witness workshop.
Or, indeed.
Yeah. So I know we've got some other things coming up this fall with Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Going out doing regional workshops for them. National Youth Gathering or something come up for that. What is that?
Yes, there is. In July, we will be in New Orleans at the National Youth Gathering doing Witness Academy. And we still have a few spots left if youth would like to join in and learn the Lassie approach and go out and do some street evangelism with us in the square. We invite them to do that.
Oh, actually sharing the gospel in the French Quarter of New Orleans.
Indeed.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I'm sure, for some of the youth that will be attending the National Youth Gathering. So,
yeah.
All right, great. So lots of things going on with Everyone is Witness and, sharing the good news of Jesus and using the Lassie approach, which again, as we know, is listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage. If you didn't catch or can't remember that email address Marianne gave you a little bit ago, don't forget, our email address here is lassie@kfuo.org. And, we look forward to hearing from you. Please email us. And again, anytime, Lassie, LASSIE, at KFUO.org. And we look forward to seeing you again on a future Witness Wednesday.